From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab governments back Iran nuclear agreement but seek U.S. assurances. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Monday in Doha, Qatar, announced Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers backed the nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it will enhance regional security. But Mr. Kerry acknowledged the GCC that he met with sought U.S. assurances in the form of closer cooperation.
We intend to build an even stronger, more enduring, and more strategic partnership, with particular focus on our cooperative counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and also on our cooperation in countering the destabilizing activities taking place in the region.
Gulf Arab states have questioned whether the Iran nuclear deal could result in an empowered Tehran that, free of crippling sanctions, could destabilize the region. Mr. Kerry's in Singapore Tuesday for talks with Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and other top officials, expected to focus on the stalled Trans-Pacific Partnership trade talks. Tuesday's visit to the island state comes just days after TPP negotiations in Hawaii collapsed, in large part over disagreements among the dozen member nations over the length of patent and data protections demanded by Western pharmaceutical companies. A prominent Burundian human rights activist was shot and seriously wounded Monday by gunmen riding on motorcycles, the shooting of Pierre Claver Mbonimpa, a critic of President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial bid for a third term, follows the assassination Sunday of the president's former security chief, also a drive-by shooting. The country has been in turmoil since Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to seek re-election in April, sparking violent protests. This is VOA News.